Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
4 o'clock hour here on Hochman and Crowder. Want to sneak in one talk about it, Solana, because I got a lot of stuff to get to, and we'll do it in the 5 o'clock hour. But I know you probably have some ready to go. You want to just sneak one in here before I give you the stock market report?
Yeah, I can give you one really quickly, guys.
All right.
Yeah, De'Aaron King, he wins the Maxwell Player of the Week award.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. You did it perfectly there because you timed it out where it hit it right on the thing. Today's Talk About It Tuesday. Solana invented it.
You kind of jumped the gun on the music. I mean, you have to wait for
what
the
am
music.
I talking about again? I forgot.
De'Aaron King.
Ah, De'Aaron King.
Kind of wait for the music.
I'm sorry. You want to try it again?
I'm up for it, yeah.
All right. Give me a different topic because we've talked about De'Aaron King.
Okay. Duncan Robinson. Seriously. Asked J.J. Redick on his podcast if he'd be more respected across the NBA if he got tattoos.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Who's got a podcast, Duncan Robinson or J.J. Redick?
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick has a podcast.
I will tell you what, I look at Redick as a different monster than a Tyler Hero or a Duncan Robinson because he has tattoos and you think he has an edge. I think it's crazy to say, but I think it's a yes, Duncan. Yes, get tattoos. They respect
Let
you
Let me
more.
Tell you something. It's we do this all the time. You judge a book by its cover. Duncan Robinson with tattoos is going to look like Duncan Robinson with tattoos. I don't think it's maybe if he got braids, but I don't think it's going to change. He's Duncan Robinson.
Duncan got neck tattoos. Duncan got some kiss lips on his neck in a full sleeve. You look at Duncan different.
No, he's going to look like Duncan Robinson.
No, man. Then he grows the hair out, you know what I'm saying? He puts a little man bun in, tatted up. You'll look at Duncan like Birdman Anderson if he has tattoos.
Know what? He doesn't even need to change his look. Just keep being you, Dunk. Keep being you, Dunk. I like this game, this Talk About It Tuesday. Do one more real quick, Solana.
No, those were all good takes there, especially you, Hockey. Way to do it, Hockey. You're really killing it, Hockey. Yeah.
Do it, Dunk.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Yeah, Hockey's killing it there. And Talk About It Tuesdays, man.
I don't understand what he's doing there. But keep being you, Dunk.
John Gruden wore a hat yesterday, so we didn't see his hair, but the Raiders are kind of good.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I like that moment where you have to wait for the music. It's like, oh, here it comes.
The Raiders got something, man.
They do.
Derek Carr's playing well. We know Gruden's good with quarterbacks. He does a little quarterback thing. He is an offensive mind. I didn't believe in him, but I'm swinging back on him. I think the Raiders would be good.
Josh Jacobs.
Darren Waller. That tight end, Waller.
Run.
That Joker is a track star. Yes, they're going to do it. I kind of like Fat Gruden more than Skinny Gruden. I think Fat Gruden's nicer. Yeah. He's a nicer
Enjoy
guy.
Your life. Enjoy your life. Be you, Grudes. Be you, Grudes.
Who calls him Grudes?
Be you, Grudes. What we learn on this segment? You got to be you, Dunk. Got to be you, Grudes.
It's Just words of wisdom, Hockey.
Bro, Duncan Robinson gets some teardrops coming off the side of his eye.
D-Rob.
Looks like he's actually crying. Looks like he's actually crying. Stop it. All right, here's your stock market report. What'd I tell you yesterday, Crowder?
Get them back tomorrow.
Get them back tomorrow, which is today. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 139 points. So we'll take it, even though it was down 500 something yesterday. Hey, but we'll chip away. Dow Jones Industrial up 139. S&P 500 up 34 points. NASDAQ up 184 points. So there you go. Green day on Wall Street. Let's get headlines. We got Mark Richt is going to join us this hour, former head coach at the U, and now an analyst with the ACC Network, and it's FSU week, so we'll get headlines here. We'll get to Mark Richt this hour, play Cheers 2 as well. Headlines, Solandria.
Marlins, Braves, 7:10 p.m. Jose Ureña takes the mound for the Fish. Just six games left on their schedule. Very six important games.
All right. Or six very important games.
Definitely would have been... the more appropriate way to say that, no doubt.
A very six important game.
All six important, very important games.
Right. Six very important games. Yep. You're still changing it around.
Either or.
Game 3, Lakers Nuggets, 9 p.m. tonight, guys.
All right. I'll be watching.
Tomorrow, Heat Celtics, 8:30 p.m. That's game 4.
Let's do it. Come on. What's the line on that? Still 3?
Yeah, 3.
Well, the Heat plus 3? You like that?
Yeah, man. They're not going to let what happened game 3 happen again.
You got the guts?
I got the guts.
Oh.
Solana, you got the guts?
Oh, man, I got the guts.
Do I have
Jay
the
Figg?
Guts?
What about Jay Figg? Why do you always forget Jay Figg? Jay Figg, you got the guts?
I just don't exist here, but of course I've got the guts.
She's got the guts.
We all got the guts. We're ready
Dan
to go.
Day's still on the beach. He's on the beach.
Yeah, Dan Day's on the beach.
He might be burnt right now.
Yeah, no, there's no question. He's burnt, sweating. He's drunk. He's happy.
Guys, he's made it to somebody's basement by now in a dark corner doing something we don't want to know.
So true. All right, what else you have, Solana?
Adam Silver, he told CNN today that January is the earliest start time for the 2020-2021 NBA season. That would be best-case scenario. And he also said that he hopes to have the teams playing in their home arenas in front of fans and get all 82 games played.
You know what would be best-case scenario for us? If they started in February.
So we could use it.
Yeah, and then we could hear Solana say it leading up there. You know, the NBA will be starting back up in February.
I'll call Adam. Tell him push it back for us.
Anyways, Jaguars, they're 3-point favorites versus the Dolphins. They play Thursday Night Football on Thursday.
What?
Our boy.
Let's see if that game is still 3. Hold on.
Crowder's boy. Boogeyman.
3.
He was named.
Oh, you got to believe. Did you? This is the greatest story. I can't believe we haven't gotten to it till now. Go ahead. Talk about it, Solana. I hope you have that song ready to go.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the Boogeyman. Boogie. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him Boogeyman?
Finney just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman.
Oh, thought I got away from him when they released him.
This is so great, man. The San Jose Sharks. Well, now wait a second. What I'm a little confused here. What? Oh, okay. Because on the San Jose Twitter site, it says, "Welcome back, Roy Summer, head coach." And I'm like, "What the hell is that?" That's their like minor league team, San Jose Barracuda. Huh. Why would they have that on top of their head coach hiring? San Jose Sharks, they make it official. Bob Bugner has been named the 9th head coach in franchise history. And we miss him here only because we like playing our Boogeyman remix from Crowder. Play it one more time. This is Crowder. We have Vinny Trocheck on the air with us. And for some reason, Crowder keeps referring to Coach Bugner as Boogeyman. And I found it to be annoying, and I couldn't take it anymore.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him
Boogeyman?
Vinny
just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. 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 Boogeyman.
We've got to root for the San Jose Sharks now, right?
Huge
we
Sharks
have to adopt
fans.
Them.
Huge yeah. Sharks fans.
We have to adopt them. All right. Anything else?
No, those are your sports headlines. But finally, guys, today is National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Oh, I enjoy an ice cream cone.
I can ride with that one.
Do you prefer just the plain ice cream cone or the variety with the chocolate dipped around it?
No, I listen, I've maintained this for a long time. If you're an adult, you get an ice cream cone with some ice cream on it. No sprinkles, no dipping of the chocolate. Don't serve the ice cream cone upside down and make it look like a clown with a clown hat on. You have an ice cream cone. You're an adult.
My ice cream cone take is I think it's dumb to have a cone that has no bottom to sit it on because now you can't put it down. Those waffle cones where you can never put them down, I think that's stupid. I like the little cute cones, the little 2-cent cones that have a bottom so you can set it down. I don't want to hold the cone the whole time I'm eating. I want to set it down and take a break from my cone.
That was a very strong ice cream cone takes. I think we accomplished a lot.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that today was this day, but I'm very glad.
Yeah. All right, let's get to weather then. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy.
Let's get to weather.
Like, what other food do you have to start eating and can't stop eating forever until it's gone? It makes no sense.
It's a great point. It's a great point. More food should be like Ring Pops. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you should be able to put anything on your finger. Like, why can't they make a hamburger pop? You know what I mean? Oh. Where you wear it like a ring. And then, yo, hey, I've got the ham. Oh, I forgot I had this hamburger on my finger. I'll take a bite. You know, like what? It's always got to be now. Do it now. Eat the whole thing now. It's ridiculous.
Man, microwave society.
It's a microwave society.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I get meat stuck in my tooth. Hours later, I'll pick it out and I can still taste the season.
It's a brand new meal. Right. Stop and taste the season.
It's a good take there, Hockey.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's systemic racism.
Huh?
What?
Where we go again?
I don't know. Just blurting things out.
Right. That's your weather.
Thought we were having a moment.
There was some energy. We had energy. Now, there was energy going on. I'll tell you that. Now, we had some energy.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
No, I think we covered it all there.
All right. Back we talked
you.
About it.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
We definitely talked about it.
All right. Mark Richt, former head coach of the U, is scheduled to join us next. We'll talk some Hurricanes with him. Guys, I want to talk to you about something serious before we do get to coach. It's erectile dysfunction. It's a huge problem for men. And the good news is North Beach Medical Clinic now has a treatment for ED that does not require any medication, injections, or surgery. You are hearing me right. I say it every day. You can finally get rid of that pill. North Beach Medical, it uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy to open up and regrow blood vessels. It is clinically shown to get the blood flow going where you want it and when you want it. Even Cambridge studied their technology and concluded that it has a very high success rate in getting rid of erectile dysfunction without the use of pills. The science is sound. They say that this is truly a medical breakthrough. So if things are not going so great in the bedroom, don't delay any longer. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. Receive the doctor's exam for free, plus 20% off the treatment. This is a special offer. It's just for my listeners. You got to call now, though. The number is 305 305-566-1000. That's 305-566-1000. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Claim that great offer. 305-566-1000. That's 305-566-1000. It is Canes FSU week. Mark Richt, former head coach at the U. He is scheduled next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tell Trey Young I said, hi.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh my God, delightful commercial break there. A couple things. Mark Richt is supposed to be with us. Solana just came back and said, I can't get him to answer his phone. It's not even going to voicemail. It's saying all circuits are busy. And Crowder blurted out, FaceTime him, which I don't even know what that means.
For real, sometimes FaceTime will go through when calls won't, right?
And then I had that Mount Rushmore yesterday of Bill Murray movies, and I totally screwed it up. And now it's got over 1,000 responses to it. Like, it picked up steam, and I knew that I screwed it up when I put Tootsie on it, because he's in it for like 6 minutes, and I didn't mean to. I just confused it. It was a bad Mount Rushmore. But in the spirit of that, since Solana told us in the last segment today's National Ice Cream Day, I tweeted out, here's my Mount Rushmore of ice cream cones. McDonald's vanilla cone, Dairy Queen butterscotch dipped cone, drumstick mini cones in the frozen section, and then vanilla in a mini baseball helmet at Marlins game. Which is funny because the first response is, a helmet isn't a cone, brah.
You know how to get them going, Hawk.
That's exactly what I was looking for. All right, coach is there. I love that. All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mark Richt, former head coach at the University of Miami and now an analyst on the ACC Network. You can watch him on The Huddle. You were getting a little heat, coach, on Twitter because you selected Louisville Saturday night. I saw it, by the way. What do you have to say to Canes fans and players and former players?
Oh, I know. What a dummy. And my wife, this is the truth. In the morning, I made my picks. I picked Miami. For whatever reason, within an hour, I got the heebie-jeebies and I changed my pick. And my wife said, what are you doing? And then I said, I don't know. I think Louisville's got this off, you know, whatever. And she goes, did any of you guys pick Miami? I said, I don't think so, honey. She goes, you guys don't know football very much. And so, anyway,
well, coach, to that point, coach, though, because for you to pick Louisville, that means you didn't believe in the Canes. So now they go out there and do what they did.
No.
They did what they did Saturday night. Are you swung back that way now? Are you locked in? Do you see what the Canes got?
I'll say this: game one, I felt like they looked a little bit like an offensive team that hadn't had spring ball and had a new quarterback. And, you know, really wasn't hitting on all cylinders on the downfield passing game and didn't know how that was going to come around. I know, you know, Malik Cunningham and those kids at Louisville had spent a whole season together doing it. That was part of it. The defense, that was a tough call. It was the toughest call of the day, to be honest with you. But I could say this. I felt weird before the game even started. And as the game was going on, I'm cheering for the boys, you know. So I was happy to lose that that pick. But I'll say this. I love the University of Miami. I love these players and coaches. I mean, I gave $1 million of my own money to help put that facility together. And, you know, so I love the place. It's my school. And, you know, part of this is just showbiz. But I am a believer from what I saw. Very, very impressed. Let's face it. What did Coach Diaz do in the offseason? We know they didn't finish well, right? But in the offseason, he got Quincy Roche on defense. He got De'Aaron King on offense. He got Borogalis, the kicker from FIU. And then he got Rhett Lashley as a coach. He did some great things in the offseason, and every phase of the game has been blessed because of it.
Mark Richt is with us. You don't need to apologize. We know it's showbiz. Crowder picked the Bills. You picked the Bills laying the points against the Dolphins, right? And they didn't cover. So, Crowder's been wrong, and you did put your money behind the program with that with that indoor facility, which is gorgeous, by the way.
Yes.
So there is no doubt Mark Richt bleeds orange and green, and he won't make that mistake, I'm guessing, for the FSU game this Saturday.
No way.
Should Canes fans be really excited about De'Aaron King? Because we're all getting pretty damn excited about De'Aaron King.
Yeah. You know, Miami's issue at quarterback wasn't quarterback talent. It was quarterback maturity. So now you got a guy who's a supreme talent and a very mature kid. And he's been through a lot in his career and in his life. I mean, we know his dad passed away not long ago. Tough thing to deal with. So now they got a mature, grown man running their offense who can run. The game one, he looked like a great runner who could throw. In game two, he looked like a great passer who could run. I mean, he's going to be a handful for anybody they play. And I will give props to Lashley. He out-schemed him. And, I mean, those back-to-back 75-yard touchdowns were a thing of beauty. You know, if you're sitting there analyzing what exactly happened, they got schemed, and then they also got out executed as well. So, props to the whole team in general, really. But Lashley and the offensive staff did a heck of a job.
And coach, I wanted to ask you about that too, because you're an offensive-minded guy. Like everybody says, spread, coach, spread. It just means there's receivers on the field and everything moves faster.
Right.
But there are terrible spread teams, coach. Like there are teams that run the spread that get whooped every week. What makes the spread? The Canes fans are learning about the spread and having the spread. What makes the spread successful?
Well, tempo's part of it, wanting to go fast. Now, we all know if you go fast and go three and out, your defense is going to get worn out, so you better be productive. You know, you're always wanting to get that first down. You get into play four of the series because you know you're going to be able to help these guys on defense get their rest, and now you're going to start fatiguing your opponent. So by the end of the half, the end of the game, they're blown up tired, or they're playing a bunch of second teamers to keep the first guys fresh. So, you know, there's an advantage to going fast if you execute. Now, if you got the skill guys to get matchups when you spread, then you're going to be in good shape if you could get the ball to them. Let me say something else. This offensive line got better. They're running the ball well. They were pass protecting. This line is beginning to mature. You got a mature quarterback. You got skill guys to get the ball to, and they got a coaching staff that knows how to do it. So, you know, they're really in good shape on the offensive side of the ball right now, better than in a while.
Coach Mark Richt is with us. You can watch him on the ACC Network on The Huddle. And if you don't get ACC Network, certainly contact your cable company and let them know you want it. It is Canes FSU Week. This is oftentimes what you wait for all season. Correct, Coach?
Oh, yeah. Miami's just got to be careful not to get too happy. Because everybody is talking big about them like I am right now, and they've earned that as far as people's opinion because of what they did on the field, you know. But they got to be careful. They've won big games before. I mean, we were 10-0 when I was there, and we go play Pitt 4-7 and get our butts beat at home, you know. I mean, at their place, and you got to be ready for the praise as much as you're ready for the criticism, and that's why you got to stay in your little bubble, so to speak, from the media and not listen to all the great things everybody's saying about you, because you never know what can happen in a rival game, and the ball does bounce funny sometimes. So they got to be ready for a little adversity in this game and be able to overcome it.
And, Coach, the ACC, and you cover the ACC, you're on your ACC Network. Everybody knows Clemson's going to be a good, Coach. Clemson's good. I think Trevor Lawrence threw the ball four times and had three touchdowns or something crazy against the Citadel. What are some other ACC?
Nine passes, I think.
Nine passes for three touchdowns. Crazy. Crazy numbers, coach. But what are some other ACC teams? And this year, we're, you know, the ACC's playing each other. They're playing everybody. What are some ACC teams that opened your eyes on Saturday?
Well, Boston College did. Coach Hapley did a heck of a job, and they got a quarterback too. You know, they didn't. They've got skill guys at Boston College, but they really didn't have anybody to get the ball to them on a consistent basis. Now they got this Jerkovich kid who, it just one game, I understand, but you could tell the kid can play, and that helped him. And that's the big thing about our league. We got quarterbacks who can play. Trevor Lawrence, obviously. Sam Howell, Jerkovich now. Derek King. The kid at Louisville, Malik Cunningham. I mean, they had 522 yards against Miami's defense. They're pretty good. You know, so we got a league of quarterbacks, which can make things exciting. So, I think this season there's going to be more than one team that can stand up to Clemson, Notre Dame, North Carolina, Miami, and maybe even Pitt. I like Pitt's defense. They're stout. Their quarterback, Pickett's coming around. So we'll see.
Coach Rick, the turnover chain was invented during your tenure as head coach. What did you think of the new one that got debuted Saturday?
I liked it. It was gaudy. It was big. It had bling. It had the swag. And it's, you know, the turnover chain's only good when you have a turnover. So, you know, game one, we didn't get to see it, so we need to see it more often.
Did you have reservations? I forget if we've talked to you about this because it's been several years now. Did you have reservations when you were first broached with the idea of the turnover chain? That first season, I mean, the number of turnovers was amazing, so it couldn't have worked out any better. And the one, you know, the Notre Dame turnover was one of the greatest things that that Miami's seen in a long time. But did you have reservations when the turnover chain was first brought up to you?
Well, first of all, it was the brainstorm of the defensive staff, you know, with Manny. But Manny kind of was, he was probably worried about what I thought too. So he waited till like the day before the game to say, oh, by the way, we got this chain we're going to use if we get a turnover. It's kind of gaudy, coach, but I think it could, you know, be a good motivation. I'm like, what am I going to do? You already bought the thing, so go ahead and do it. And it worked out great.
But you didn't have any reserve, like, you didn't think, oh my, I mean, this is going to be, like, you didn't worry that it was just going to be widely like criticized.
It's like a player who brags about how great he's going to play the next day, getting the other team fired up. But if you back it up, it's as cool as it could be.
What's the most gaudy piece of jewelry you yourself own?
My wedding band, that's about all I got.
That's it. Yeah, me too.
That's all I got.
That's the extent of it, coach, for me. What about you, Crowder?
I'm like, coach, I'm stacking my money up. Ain't no reason to buy no jewelry. Hey, coach, you don't spend it. It can't go nowhere, man. Invest.
Amen.
Dude put $1 million into the building on Coral Gables there. How much have you given to Florida? Whatever you're doing, Crowder.
Yeah, I ain't going to give a damn dime to anybody. Coach, I got three kids. Coach, I just had a vasectomy because I have too many kids. I need my money.
Oh, baby, I love it.
That's great. Coach Mark Rick, you can watch him on the ACC Network. Watch him on the Huddle on the ACC Network. Thank you for making time for us, Coach. We always enjoy talking to you.
All right. God bless. We'll see y'all.
There you go, Mark Richt. I just feel like, even, you know, where he says God bless, he's a very religious person. Not that he doesn't have some flair to him, but man, don't you think he was a little bit nervous about the gaudiness of that chain the first time that that he knew it was going to be broken out?
You know what? Yes. And to get a little deeper into this thought, Hawk, is that I knew Mark Richt at Georgia in the Bible Belt. And when he was recruiting me and all, and I didn't see that in him, you know what I'm saying, with the God bless.
Right. Like, it's not really his style.
No, and that's what won my mom over with Coach Rick was just, you know, his religion and, you know, his demeanor and just being so calm. And then when I saw him put out the turnover chain, like, it's kind of what you say about the Canes, and damn, I hate to do this and make y'all feel good about yourself. But it really, like, that Canes thing takes you over, where no matter where you come from or, you know, what you've done in the past, you get to Miami and you kind of let your hair down a little bit. You kind of roll those shoulders back a little bit. I've seen it with coaches. I've seen it with players. I've even seen it with damn fans that become Canes fans. They just start talking more trash. It's something about Coral Gables that y'all just eat up. I told you earlier, Hawk, they either drug y'all or brainwash y'all the second. When you enroll in school, they give you a pill or they put you in a hypnosis because y'all become so damn cocky when you
and
get to Coral Gables.
You never grow out of it. You never grow out of it. We're going to do Cheers 2 in the next segment. It's going to be a quick round of it. So if you want to get in, I'm not going to take a ton of phone calls, so you got to get in quick. 786-360-0790. We'll play Cheers 2. Someone will win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park, which is open, by the way. So if you want to give Cheers to someone or something, line it up right now. 786-360-0790. I want to talk about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, before we get there. It is hurricane season. Nice out right now. Today's the first day of fall, by the way. We said that earlier. But hurricane season brings stress for a lot of people, and that's why I always recommend BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. When you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house, you'll just reduce your stress level when it's hurricane season. And hurricane season is coming every year, so you're going to live down here. You might as well get it taken care of. BNT is the company my wife and I used. It is a great feeling when you get PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything in your house. And I would say, give them a call, let them come out, give you an estimate, and that way you get the ball rolling so that PGT custom windows and doors can become a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons, because I'm not kidding you when I tell you it really is a stress reducer come hurricane season. So do yourself, do your family a favor, call BNT Impact Windows 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Play Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it!
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we're going to play a quick round of Cheers 2. Give away $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. It is open. Delicious. Love that place.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Those wings.
FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com is the website, by the way.
Get your beer. Publix got all the hop gun you need. Unless you go to my Publix, then there's no hop gun left because I drink it all.
You took it all.
Yes.
Alex Dono is joining us for Cheers 2 today. Hello, Dono.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Happy to be back.
Yeah, happy to have you on. You're going to be doing the Hurricanes pregame show Saturday for Canes FSU.
Yeah, before we kick FSU's ass. Yes,
there you go. Talk about it. Jay Figg is with us for Cheers 2. Hello, Figgy.
I love the way you say talk about it.
Talk about it. No Dan Day, though. He's drinking on the beach, so we are Dan Dayless today. All right, play the big open, Solana, for Cheers 2. Well, we'll hear Dan Day here on this great open.
It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. Huck and Crowder. Love Cheers 2.
Let's play Cheers 2.
Man. Painful.
Extremely.
All right, we'll go around the room first. We'll give our Cheers 2, then we'll go to the phone calls. I am giving Cheers 2 Channing Crowder.
Hey.
We were having a brutal run of gambling. When I say brutal, I mean brutal. And Crowder generally is very quiet on the gambling thread with my gambling syndicate. He'll just go along with it. And because I was struggling so much, I said to him on Sunday, "You like anything?" He said, "I like the Packers and I love the Seahawks." So we bet them and we won. And then last night, he said, "I love the Raiders." And we bet them full unit, and we finally had a plus weekend for gambling. Crowder, the gambling god, cheers to you. 3-0, baby. Do it more. We need more.
Boom. That's
boom.
What I do, baby. Don't ask
me this
week.
Cheers to?
Don't ask me this
no,
week.
Yeah. No, you're riding. We like what we see, man.
Leave me riding high.
Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to the fan that returned Darius Leonard's wedding ring. Did y'all see this story? Mm-hmm. Darius Leonard, the linebacker from the Colts, you know, after the game, the guys will take their gloves off and throw them in the crowd. Well, his wedding ring got left in his glove. It came off and got left. And the fan went on social media, found him, and returned his ring. I have to say, there is no chance if I was that fan, I would have ever returned that ring. I would have pawned that ring and got me a couple $100. So, cheers to the fan that had the honesty of returning Darius Leonard's wedding ring.
Yes, well done, well said. Alex Dono, who are you going to give cheers to this week?
I'm giving my cheers to Cobra Kai.
I finally
started watching it over the weekend because they recently put it on Netflix, and I'm hooked. I finished season one. The Karate Kid is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
That pretty much, along with Back to the Future, it pretty much defined my entire childhood. And so to get the whole continuation of that story from like 30 years ago is incredible.
It is so well done. Have I not been talking about it for a year and a half, Crowder? I mean, I am singing the praises of that show. And so many more people now are getting to see it because it's on Netflix. That is a good one, Dono. Jen Figueroa. Jen, who are you giving cheers to?
My cheers to goes to the thriving women out here trying to normalize women in just about anything, whether it's music, sports, or all corners behind the scenes. And to Hawk, because I finally won this week, Hawk's Casino, so I thank you.
Look at that. Cheers to women. Women, obviously women in sports in the news a lot lately. I like what J-Fig is doing there. And J-Fig was a $100 winner in Viva Hawk Vegas. We'll do it again on Friday. So are you going to use that $100 to buy a record player?
I went a little responsible, and I bought some things I had to get. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, I'm glad
eventually
you
got one.
When you say I bought some things I had to get, we have to know what's on the list because you obviously didn't want to tell us what's on the list.
A frontal
like
lip
gloss. Why would I have to tell you what I bought?
Lip gloss.
No, I was
Manolo Blahniks. What'd you get?
Nothing.
Solana,
what is your tears to?
Why does she do this?
Why do
what
you
could she have bought? What could
matter.
She have bought with $100 that is so private? What could she possibly have bought?
My mind went pregnancy test.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I thought crack rock.
$100.
That's what I spent my winnings on last week.
I got a shower cap, guys.
She's getting ready for the bath. She got some suds and a loofah. All right, Solana, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to my guy, Bad Bunny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had that big concert, right, on the street.
So he released an album like 2 weeks before the whole COVID-19 pandemic hit the U.S., so he couldn't tour around the world, which was terrible. We couldn't even, you know, dance to his music and clubs in Miami. I mean, it's just the worst case scenario, really, for Bad Bunny fans. But he put on a concert on a flatbed, and he drove all the way around New York City everywhere. Harlem, the Bronx, Manhattan, Times Square, you name it, he was there in New York City. No other artist has that kind of commitment. Bad Bunny is my guy.
Green screen?
All right.
Question mark?
Good for him.
Green screen. What? No. He was on the flatbed. What?
Oh, I bet you think they landed on the moon too, Solana. Bad Bunny was in his backyard in front of a green screen. Fig nailed it. That's right. Somebody texts in Crowder. Sterl Crowder is a better gambler. That might be what it is. You got the vasectomy, and now you can really focus on the games. That's
no
what
ego.
Happened there.
That's true. No ego. Just whatever.
I never know. Listen, if that's what it takes, I'm in. All right, let's go to the calls real quick here. Give away $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park. William in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, William?
Hey guys, long-time listener. And I listen to you guys every day on the way home. I really appreciate all you guys
Thank
do.
Thank you. You win.
I'm giving cheers to all. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun.
You're good. I just want to give cheers to all my fellow teachers because we're being told that we're going back into the classroom in 2 weeks. There's no plans in place. And we could really use some beers here. We could use a funky boot hat.
That is a good one. I live in Palm Beach County, and schools opened brick and mortar yesterday, and my son chose not to go back, and he said that there were maybe two kids in the classrooms.
Wow.
Most parents and kids have chosen not to send their kids back yet, but Broward in a couple weeks will attempt to do what William just told us about. So obviously, I give cheers to teachers as well. That is
all
an unsung
teachers.
Profession. Ooh. Yeah. Hiro in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to?
How you doing, guys? Since it's FSU week, I'm going to give cheers, even though it has nothing to do with FSU. I'm going to give cheers to Frank Gore for leaving Crowder a bird's chest for the rest of his life.
Oh, that's because what you want to do.
Because it's FSU week. Frank Gore, who for many years, Crowder told us he shut down Frank Gore during the Brock Berlin game. And then we learned Frank Gore actually tattooed his chest with his shoulder.
That was the real vasectomy.
You were sterile after that game.
I wish you would have sterilized me that game. I would have had a little more money now.
Joaquin in Davie. Who are you giving cheers to, Joaquin?
I give cheer to Miami Hurricane for winning their first two games of the season.
I am with that. Hurricanes are 2-0 and looking good. Bill in Hollywood, who are you giving cheers to, Bill?
I want to give cheers to Bill O'Brien for the coach of the Texans for wearing the face mask so we don't have to look at that butthole on his chin.
I thought you were going to give cheers to Bill O'Brien because they're doing so badly and we've got their draft pick, but little did I know it was because of the butthole on his chin. Bill in Fort Lauderdale, quickly, we're running out of time, Bill.
Yeah, Channing, my man, don't ever let them call you sterile, man. They're just rerouted, man. You're still producing, brother. Don't worry. You're still producing.
Okay? Rerouted. That's funny.
Thank you so much, man.
But cheers to sports in general, especially radio hosts like Hawk last year when he said, man, I wish we could play the Gators again since we're doing so good on this two-game winning streak. That was pretty entertaining. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, not the first time or the last time I've been wrong.
That's my man Gator Bill. So y'all know whose side he's on.
I am wrong way more often than I'm right, but I'm wrong with confidence. Rod in Boca. Who are you giving cheers to, Rod?
I'm giving cheers to my student's mom because I'm a teacher who finally, after 2 days, understood she cannot walk around the house exposed.
Oh.
Rob,
really?
Why did you tell her?
No, it wasn't sight, Shannon. Everything was hanging, so I had to make sure I could be like,
yeah,
bingo, like I got you.
Right, we immediately think, because we've watched too much YouPorn, we just immediately think the hot mom walking around nude is the hot mom walking around nude. This is going to be a tough one on Cheers 2. William in Miami to his fellow teachers. Hiro in Miami to Frank Gore for tattooing your chest. Joaquin to the Miami Hurricanes starting out 2-0. Bill in Hollywood. Bill O'Brien for covering up the butthole on his chin. Huh? Bill in Fort Lauderdale to radio hosts like me. And Rod in Boca to his student's mom who finally is covering up on virtual schooling. I think I got to give it to William in Miami, who wanted to give cheers to his fellow teachers. He's going back into the hot zone himself in a couple of weeks, and he's feeling for himself and teachers. So I'll give it to William. Who are you voting for, Crowder?
Rod, the last guy stole my heart with the mom with the naked mom, because I'm not the naked dad, but I'm the dad dumb enough not to know that Zoom is on. So I walk in yelling at my kids. I got a big dip in my mouth. I'm drinking wine.
Oh, like, come on.
And, and then the teachers always say, Mr. Crowder, we can hear you. So, yes, Rod hit me in my heart because
that is
I am the dad.
That
I am the dad.
I've seen it on Zoom calls with the company and Crowder. And Crowder has no idea, even though he's signed in, he has no idea he's on Zoom.
It's kind of like him on Clean Feed.
I can only imagine. That is so great, Crowder. All right, Solana, you're going to have to be the deciding vote here. William in Miami or Rod in Boca?
Why do people call in with such serious stuff? Like, how do I say no to either of these guys?
I didn't know how serious Rod in Boca with the nude mom walking
around.
No,
but he's a teacher. He's a teacher. How do I say no to a teacher?
They're both teachers. Right. Take it out your mind. They're
I don't know.
Teachers.
I mean, I can have Dono select the winner then. If this is too much for you,
too much.
I don't know what happened to Solana today. Dono, is it going to be William in Miami or Rod in Boca?
I go with Rod, but to all the moms out there, let it fly.
Here we go, Dono.
I don't mind it.
Then why are you rewarding him? You're rewarding Rod for doing the opposite of what we want.
I was entertained by the call. Rod seems like a good guy. I mean, so does William, but I go to Rod.
Rod, you got $50 at Funky Boot Up Brewery in Oakland Park. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate the cheers, too. Anybody that wants to go there, they're back open. It is funkybootupbrewery.com. Another rousing rendition of Cheers, too. Thank you, Dono. You're co-hosting with me on Thursday, correct?
Yes, I can't wait.
All right. I will talk with you on Thursday because Crowder is going to be doing the Dolphins pregame show on Thursday. Thank you, Figgy. And 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Speaking of Funky Buddha, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up momentarily here.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They got all the delicious food, everything you want. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. Their Florida lobster's in season. It's in full swing, and they have the best lobster, the freshest lobster, the biggest lobster tails that I've ever seen right there at Delaware. But they have the main lobsters, too. They have 15 different types of shrimp. 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs, all the crustaceans and the clams and the scallops and the oysters. They have it all, and I eat it all, and I love it all, and I get it all from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And with football's going on, I know there's limited, no tailgating, you know, limited attendance, but you're watching the game, you gotta check out the variety of party dips that Delaware makes. In-house daily, the buffalo chicken dip, the shrimp dip, cream spinach, crab salad, smoked fish, smoked salmon, crab spinach, and artichoke. I just tried for the first time last weekend. All of them are delicious. If you don't feel like cooking, check out the chicken parmesan dinner. It's for two people without pastas, only $8.99. With pastas, only $10.99. A gigantic portion, two people can eat, and it is already made. Just put it in the oven, heat it up, and you're ready to go. The Maryland-style crab cakes, only $4.49 each. Maine lobster tails, 3 to 4 ounces, only $6.99 each. You got to get to DelawareChicken.com. That's DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. Call them in advance when you know what you want. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want to have your order package ready when you get there. If you want them to bring it out to your car, they're bringing it. If you want to come inside and shop a little more, wear your mask. There's marks on the ground for social distancing, but come on in. Whatever you want, they are there for you to make the customer happy. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. This Thursday, they're closed for renovations now, but we're back open on Friday for that sports weekend. The parking lot on the south side of the store is closed right now, but we're not closed. Go to the north side park and go inside and get some of this delicious food that me and my family have fallen in love with. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home.
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.